Sanbona Nimzanzi. I am your host, Candice Kumalo, and I welcome you to another episode of the Health from Zanzi podcast. Whether you're braaiing in Mpumalanga, hustling in Hillbrow, or chilling in Cape Town, Health from Zanzi is all you need to tackle anything life throws your way. Today's episode is all about coping with change, big or small. We're diving deep into this ever-present and often unwelcome guest in our lives called change. But fear not, because joining me today to help us weather the storms of change is psychologist Sphesihle Moinase. Sphesihle, welcome, and thank you for joining me today on the Health from Zanzi podcast. Before we discuss today's topic, tell us a bit about yourself and what it is that you do.
Sphesihle Moinase, I am a clinical psychologist in private practice.
Thank you so much for that introduction, Sphesihle. Without further ado, let's go straight into today's topic about coping with change. How would you define or describe change?
If I can just use a word, I would say change is adjusting, the ability to adjust or to adapt to your current circumstances. So are you able to adjust up to the current challenges or what's in front of you at this particular time and point? When I think of change as well, I look at it as change as twofold, if I can put it that way. You get the enforced change. Enforced change, maybe if I can go into it, is maybe when the environment kind of forces you or needs you to adapt, or it needs you to change. So for example, if we think about it, if let's say you're professional, you're working, we go to the office every single day, COVID hits, and everyone has to now work from home. That is almost like you don't have a choice but to change to the new norm now of working from home. And then you get the other one on the second fold, where it's more, if I can put it or call it, an internal change, where perhaps maybe you're reviewing your life, you're looking at your life, maybe whether it be work or whatever area of your life, and you maybe think that, hey, it's not going in the right direction. I'm not liking where I think this is going. And then you kind of make a plan that, okay, you know what, this is not working. This is how I need to strategize a new way of some change to put in place in order for me to get to where I need to go. It's also important to remember that neither one of these two that I mentioned, twofolds, that neither of them are easy. Change is going to be difficult or uncomfortable either way, whether it comes from you or it comes from environment. Change is just having to adapt to the new norm, which is also quite challenging on its own.
Can you just walk us through the emotional roller coaster of change? What are some of the most common challenges people face when dealing with change?
As you said, like, it's going to impact how you feel, your emotions tremendously, you know. I mean, one of the things that it is, change is anxiety inducing. It will heighten your stress levels. Maybe you're seeing yourself now at a point where you're overthinking and you're doubting yourself. So a lot of these kind of emotions come into your mind. I mean, as you said, a roller coaster of emotions. I like the way you put it as well, because, you know, it's not just one specific emotions. Maybe you get flooded by multiple emotions at the same time. But again, when I look at it, the emotional roller coaster of change, it's almost like a ripple effect on other areas of your life as well, where it's going to impact how you feel, your emotion. But also that if you're not getting maybe assistance, or maybe, you know, seeking out for help from a friend or anyone you can just, you know, for you to process these emotions, you find yourself, you're overwhelmed, inundated by these emotions, which can go to affecting the way you think. It can be psychologically like straining as well, because now you're just sitting in those emotions, thinking about them or sitting with them, and you don't know what to do with them, which now will impact how you think. Now you find yourself that, or you're not thinking clearly, you're always distracted, you're struggling to do your work because now what's constantly in your mind is these challenges, or, you know, maybe that change that you have to make. And then obviously with that, it could lead to unhealthy coping skills. Like, you know, when you're thinking about it, there has to be an outlet of dealing with your emotions or the thoughts. You can't just shove them down and kind of and think that they don't exist some way. I believe that they come out, and maybe just to cope, maybe it can be in unhealthy ways. Maybe you find yourself starting to drink or doing things that are not conducive to you and not healthy to you.
So how can people differentiate between healthy resistance to change and a fear that's holding them back?
I would say it derives, if I can put it that way, it derives from one having like being self-aware. if I can just expand on that, for example, it needs one to an individual to look at themselves in the mirror, you know, to be honest with themselves and evaluate, okay, where am I? What am I able to take? What can't I take? So where am I in general? To make sense, maybe, for example, let's say at your job, you got offered a promotion, for example. So they say, here's a new promotion. Here are your new responsibilities. You have to lead a team. You have to, you know, manage a team, et cetera, et cetera. Obviously, that comes with the perks as well, higher salary and so forth. Healthy resistant would be a person where they need to sit down and say, okay, how am I able at this point to take on this responsibility? Mm-hmm. You know, and not only look at the fact that, yes, I'm getting more perks because of the promotion, but where am I as an individual? Maybe, for example, let's say you've had a difficult past 6 months in your personal life or 6 months to a year. Do you have the capacity, the strength mentally to take on this new challenge? I would say healthy resistant in that case would be, you know, maybe saying to your employees that, hey, right now, thank you, but I'm not able to because of 1, 2, and 3, and 4. I'm not in the right frame of mind. I'm unable to perform that job as well as I should. Maybe on the other flip side now, unhealthy ways, fear, if you can put in the question, is maybe we'll use the same example. You're offered a job as well. But now instead of your decision to reject the offer, instead of it being based on you being unable to because of there's too much going on in your life right now and you don't have the capacity to take on the new task, maybe now it's based on that you're just anxious. You know, you think that, oh, I'm not good enough. Imposter syndrome comes into play here where you think, no, you know, what if I do the job and then they find out that I'm a fraud. I can't do this job. I'm actually not that good. It's based on like maybe just being afraid. That's based on your emotions taking play and not being able to think objectively about it as well.
So I'd like to know if there are any healthy coping mechanisms for dealing with this stress and anxiety you mentioned that often comes with change.
I think there's a lot of them as well. But I mean, I'm just going to mention a few. But first would be just manage your expectations of the emotions that come with the change. When I say about that is that just normalize the fact that change is different. Change is not going to be the normal way of functioning, how your ordinary life went before. You know, it's going to be different, which means now as well, you need to adapt. You need to change as well. So that will come with stress and anxiety. And it will come with self-doubt. Am I sure? Did I make the right decision? Am I doing the right thing? Because again, it's, as I said, it's an area that's unknown maybe for you at the beginning. So just normalizing the emotions that come with them. It's not that you're overreacting or there's something wrong with you because you're feeling stressed or you're anxious or anything. It's quite normal to feel that way. Secondly, what I would say is that the goal is to survive your emotions. It's almost like generally people say, you know, just stay the course. At the beginning, it's difficult, but towards the end, it'll be okay. You will actually handle everything. So basically like that, you know, survive the anxiety, survive the emotions, survive all the roller coaster that comes. Because with that, surviving that, you know, it also strengthens you. It also builds self-confidence, saying that actually, you know, I was terrified at the beginning, but now actually it's not as bad as I initially thought it would be. Yes, I'm still anxious, but it's more bearable or it's more manageable anxiety or whatever emotions that are there at that particular time. It's also finding ways to not always be kind of consumed by, if you can call it, your challenge or what you're facing. Say maybe healthy ways would be just to distract yourself, do something that, or try to do something that takes your mind off of that challenging task. Have fun, like you like to gym, maybe you like to go on walks, try those things, reach out to other people, just talk as well. I think those are other ways just to, you know, clear your mind because it declutters your mind. Allows you again to think clearly and gets you to the point where you're able to think about things objectively.
Can you just share any words of advice for someone out there having difficulty with coping with change?
Change is, it's not easy. The matter where it comes from, is it from you, from the environment? Change is not easier. It won't be easy. It's a process as well, but it is doable. I would say that. And with change, it requires a new version of yourself. I would look at it as an opportunity for you to construct a new version of yourself because it requires you to adapt. It requires you to think differently, to move differently from what you're used to, you know. So it requires a new version of yourself, which can also be amazing to an individual because, you know, some people think that, hey, at the beginning, Well, I never thought I was able or was capable of doing such a thing. But now, you know, you see that you've gone through the process and you are capable. You are not alone. Support systems say, just reach out, family, friends, whoever, those loved ones, close people near you, people that, you know, you feel comfortable talking to them. Just share. I mean, it doesn't have to be a long kind of conversation. Share as much as you are able to share and willing to share at the particular time. And obviously, there's also psychotherapy, there are psychologists as well, if it gets too consuming as well.
Thank you for joining this week's episode of the Health from Zanzi podcast. To find out more about being the healthiest version of yourself, visit healthfromzanzi.co.za or you can send us an email to hello@healthfromzanzi.co.za. This is the Health from Zanzi podcast, and your ears are always invited. Yes, change can be daunting, but it also presents opportunities for growth. It's not always easy, but try to embrace the discomfort because it's often the sign that you're stepping outside of your comfort zone and evolving. Stay healthy and fancy. I am your host, Candice Kumalo. Until next time.